పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక, మంగళ శ్లోక. సర్వ వేదాంత సిద్ధాంత గోచరం తమ గోచరం గోవిందం పరమానందం సద్గురుం ప్రణతోస్మ్యహం. జంతూనాం నరజన్మ దుర్లభమతః పుంస్త్వం తతో విప్రత తస్మాద్ వైదిక ధర్మ మార్గ పరత విద్వత్ మమస్మాత్ పరం. ఆత్మానాత్మ వివేచనం స్వనుభవః బ్రహ్మాత్మనా సంస్థితిః ముక్తిర్నో శతకోటి జన్మ సుకృతైః పుణ్యైర్వినా లభ్యతే. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్, ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రాస్ట్రేటింగ్ టు హిస్ గురు ది ఆచార్య, హీ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ది హ్యూమన్ బర్త్, మనుష్య జన్మ. ఇన్ శ్లోకాస్ 2, 3, and 4 అండ్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ శ్లోకాస్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టుడే. అండ్ హౌ రేర్ అండ్ ప్రెషియస్ ఈస్ టు గెట్ దిస్ మనుష్య జన్మ. అండ్ వీ సా 3 rare aspects, నేమ్లీ మనుష్యత్వం, టు బి బాండ్ యాజ్ అ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ అమంగ్ 84 lakh స్పీషీస్. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్, దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ స్పీషీస్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ స్పీషీస్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ యు నో బర్త్స్. సో టు హ్యావ్ అండ్ దెన్ టు హ్యావ్ పుంస్త్వం, ద సో కాల్డ్ మ్యాన్లీనెస్ విత్ అ ఫర్మ్ రిసాల్వ్ బీయింగ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో టు బీ సేన్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ వీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ వాట్ దిస్ టర్మ్ పుంస్త్వం మీన్. అండ్ దెన్ టు బీ ఎ విప్రహ, టు డూ వేదిక్ లర్నింగ్ అండ్ బీ ప్రొఫీషియంట్ ఇన్ ది వేదాస్, బీ ఎ స్కాలర్లీ పర్సన్. సో హౌ రేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు బీ ఆల్ 3. అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వన్, తస్మాత్ వైదిక ధర్మ మార్గ పరత. Learning is not upon enough. One can become perhaps at best an academic scholar. He might know what is dharma, what is adharma. He might know all those. But it is utterly useless if the person does not follow the lifestyle given in the shastras. That is why they say satyam vada and dharmam chara. Chara means what? Achara. You have to, so anushtanam kuru, one has to do anushtanam, follow what the dharma says. So dharma is not for speaking alone, but for practicing. Dharma includes what? Includes lot of values. If you take Duryodhana, he himself was a scholar. He tells other people, janami dharmam, I know dharma. But problem is what? Nachame pravrittihi, I cannot follow dharma. And janami adharmam, I know what is adharma also. Name nivrittihi, but I cannot stop doing adharma. Then what is the use of that knowledge? That is what Duryodhana had. So the proof of Vedic learning is change of character, of personality. So the Acharya says, Vaidika dharma marga parata. Parata means committed. Committed to what? Dharma marga, the righteous way of life, the righteous path. And how do we know what is dharma and what is adharma? Many people may interpret dharma and adharma in many different ways. How do we know which is correct? Who is to decide? The Acharya says, Vaidika dharma marga parata. Vedas are the Supreme Court. That means what? We should have Shraddha in the scriptures, which is included in Viprata. In the scholarly learning, that is included. We should include both faith and Jnanam. So, with that Astikya Buddhi, with that faith in the Shastras, following the Vedic style is the next rare thing. That's what Acharya says. And one, when he practices this lifestyle through the various ashramas, the Brahmacharya ashrama, Grahastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama and all that, that person gets what? Jnana Yogyata or Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampattihi or the eligibility to learn Vedanta. And the next stage is what? Vidvatvam asmat param Vedanta Shravana. Vedanta Shravana means Vedantic learning. The person, after acquiring the qualification to follow the Jnana Marga towards Moksha, then that person should start with Vedantic Shravanam, Vedantic learning he should start to. So, in the first line, we had Viprata. Viprata refers to Vedic learning. And here, Vidvatvam in the second line. So, Vedantic learning. So, the difference is what? Vedic learning is Dharma Shastra Jnanam. Vedic learning gives what? Dharma Shastra Jnanam, which consists of the three branches, namely the ritualistic portion, the attitude of a person, and the values. In perhaps today's standards, the rituals may not be that relevant perhaps, but the attitude and values, the Karma Yoga, they all come under Dharma Shastra Jnanam. So, Karma Yoga is not Vedanta Shastram. So, Viprata is Dharma Shastra Jnanam, Atato Dharma Jignyasa. That is what he learns first. And Vidvatvam, I am trying to give the difference between Viprata and Vidvatvam. Vidvatvam is Brahma Shastra Jnanam, Atato Brahma Jignyasa. So, Atato Dharma Jignyasa, Atato Brahma Jignyasa. And this is still rare because Shravanam requires a guru. You need a guru to teach you. Also, they all should be understood here. So, next question is, how to get a good guru, a sadguru? So, is there any kind of a test that is by which you can find out whether a guru is a sadguru or not? We can have a lot of tests like a litmus test and all that. So, the scripture says, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. A guru should be like that. How do I know that he is a Brahmanishtaha? He should be a Shrotriyaha. A person who has learned from a guru himself. Only such a Parampara Guru. A person who has come through a Guru Parampara, who has learned himself from another guru, and who is also an enlightened person, who is a Brahmanishtaha, who ever revels in the Brahmajnanam. So, we have no way of finding who is a Brahmanishtaha. So, the only means of getting such a guru is what? To pray to God only. Because we can never know whether a person is a Sadguru, a Brahmanishtha Guru and all. There is no external means. There is no external, some kind of a symbol or something, a lakshana, for somebody to find out who is a Brahmanishtha Guru. Only we have to pray to the Lord for the appropriate guru to be gained. So, the Lord will present that appropriate guru for an appropriate person at the appropriate time. Because that requires so many factors. For example, if one gets only a Nastika guru, because there are a lot of gurus, right? Nastika guru. He is the appropriate guru for that person at that time. So, that is all we have to take. So, to get the guru and to get the opportunity to do Shravanam is still rarer. So, Acharya is now telling what are the things which are durlabham, which are very rare, he is telling. And asmat param, superior to that, atman atma vivechanam, corresponds to mananam here. So, earlier he talked about shravanam, learning the scriptures, learning Vedanta, getting into the jnana marga through a guru, and later atman atma, atma, atman atma, atma anatma vivechanam, corresponds to mananam. Using independent inquiry, thinking. He has learned so many things from the guru. Now, he has to think independently himself. Do I understand this correctly? Do I have doubts about this? All those things he has to independently inquire, get all his doubts cleared, and that is accomplished in the portion called mananam. So, a person who blindly takes the teaching of a teacher cannot own up the knowledge as his own. Most important, Vedanta always encourages. It doesn't believe in spoon feeding. Even though one gets the information from the teacher, one has to make inquiry oneself and get all the doubts cleared. Then only he can own up that knowledge which he gained from the guru as his own. So, Vedanta requires both a guru and an independent thinking. It always encourages people to have independent thinking, and it becomes a requirement later. That is why in the olden days, they used to study Tarka Sastra, Mimamsa Sastra, Vyakarana. They study all that. For what? For sharpening the thinking faculty, so that they will be able to analyze whatever is learned and then come to a logical conclusion themselves without any doubt. That is why there is a shloka, but it says, Yasya Nasti Swayam Prajna. One who cannot think independently, for that person, Shastram Tasya Karoti Kim. Means what? Shastras cannot do much to that person at all. Lochana Abhyam Vihinasya Darpanaha Kim Karishyati. There is a beautiful example for this. It is given. A mirror, it has the unique ability to reflect our face. But what is the requirement there? Of course, number one, I should stand before the mirror. I should have my eyes properly to look at the image. So the mirror plus my eyes together only will give me the perception of my image. Very important. Just the mirror alone is not adequate, and my eyes, that plays an important role. So I should have the eyes to look at the image. So mirror plus my eye, they give the perceptive ability. Similarly, Shastram is the mirror. Independent thinking is the eye. Both together alone can bless a person. This is called Vivechana Shaktihi. If you look at the shloka, this is the Vivechana Shakti. So, Atma Anatma Vivechana means what? The ability to independently discriminate Atma and Anatma. This corresponds to Manana. So, Shravanam is over, Mananam. And Vidvatvam is Shravanam and now Mananam. Now, both are now talked about. And Swanubhavaha, Aparoksha Jnanam. That means Aparoksha Jnanam or Nididhyasanam. So, Shravanam, Mananam and now Nididhyasanam means what? Internalizing or assimilating the teaching. So first the teaching was made, one learnt it, one went through Mananam and then made sure that the teaching is doubtlessly understood, and then one has to make sure that that teaching is assimilated, is internalized. That is called Nididhyasanam. So the capacity to replace the word Atma or Brahman by the word I am that Atma, I am that Brahman. That is, until now, I was saying Brahman is free. I was telling Brahman is infinite, Brahman is Purnaha. I was telling all that. But now on, I should be able to say, I am free. I am Purnaha. Aham Triptosmi, Aham Purnosmi, Aham Brahmosmi. I should be able to Brahmasmi. I should be able to say. So, not merely verbally, it should come from one's own heart. I am pure. I am independent. The world cannot disturb me at all. From my own heart, I should be able to say. So, Aham Jivan Muktaha Asmi. From my own heart, I should be able to say. So, this internalization is called Aparokshikarana. This is called Aparokshi Karanam, subjective understanding or Nididhyasanam. So, Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. This is called Swa Anubhavaha. Aparokshi Karanam is called Swa Anubhavaha. So, Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. And then what? Brahmatmana Samstitihi. Abiding in this knowledge that I am Brahman. So, to gain Brahmanishta. So, Brahmatmana Samstitihi. Brahmatma, Brahmatma Rupena Avasthanam. That's what it means. Which is known as Brahmanishta or Atmanishta or Jnana Nishta. Otherwise, in the language of Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Brahmi Stitihi, Stita Prajna or Jivan Mukti, all are same. All are synonyms. And what is the difference between, this is an incidental point, what is the difference between Nididhyasanam and Jivan Mukti? Because in Nididhyasanam also, the effort is involved in remaining in this knowledge, Aham Brahmasmi knowledge. In Jivan Mukti, what happened? It has become spontaneous. It is effortless, normal. It has become natural for me. This is the difference between Nididhyasanam and Jivan Mukti. Both say Aham Brahmasmi only. In Nididhyasanam also Aham Brahmasmi. Jivan Mukti also Aham Brahmasmi. In Nididhyasanam, Aham Brahmasmi requires will. I should be able to say that. I should put an effort to say understandingly. Whereas in Jivan Mukti, Aham Brahmasmi does not require any willpower at all. It is natural. So, Brahmatmana Samstitihi, that means Jivan Muktihi. And this Jivan Mukta, he continues to be a Jivan Mukta until the Prarabdha is over. He continues to be Jivan Mukta. Once the Prarabdha is over, once when this life ends, then the death of a Jnani is called Videha Muktihi. So, Jivan Mukti while alive, and after he sheds his mortal coils, he becomes a Videha Muktaha. Freedom from Punarjanma or the destruction of all the three bodies. The Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and the Karana Shariram. All these three karmas also, everything goes away for that person. So, Stulam, Sukshmam, Karana Sharira Bangaha. Sharira Traya Bangaha, that is called Videha Mukti. He doesn't take another body, he doesn't take another Janma. So that person is called Videha Muktaha also. So what is Jivan Mukti? Brahmatmana Samstitihi. That refers to Jivan Mukti, and Mukti corresponds to Videha Mukti. So in the same shloka, Brahmatmana Samstiti talks about Jivan Mukti, and the term Mukti talks about Videha Mukti. Starting from where? Jandunam Narajanma Durlapam. Starts from that. So, starting from Nara ends in Brahman. That is the journey. Starting from the Nara, ending in Brahman, that is the journey. This successful journey, going through all the qualifying rounds up to the final and then winning the finals also, that is called Mukti. So, in Vedanta, that is called moksha, that is called mukti. And this is impossible without punya. Punya vina na labhyate, punya vina na labhyate. Impossible without punyam and without Ishvara anugraha. That's what the shloka says. We don't say that Ishvara anugraha alone will give moksha. You have to be very careful. Ishvara anugraha alone does not give moksha. It can never replace prayatnam or effort. Ishvara's grace will never replace our own effort. Ishvara anugraha can only be a booster to boost the signal. So, purushartha can be boosted by the booster station called Ishvara's grace or Ishvara anugraha. So, effort plus Ishvara's grace together alone will give success. Here, the Acharya, he emphasizes grace, Ishvara Anugraha, so that we will approach Viveka Chudamani study with devotion, with humility, with a prayerful attitude. So, Acharya here emphasizes Ishvara's grace. So, he says, without Punyam, it is not possible. And Punyam also, how much quantity of Punyam is needed? He says, Shata Koti Janma or Shata Janma Koti, 100 crores of Janmas. In 100 crores of Manushya Janmas, one has to be careful. It is not just 100 crores of Janmas, 100 crores of Manushya Janmas. Because if somebody is born as a cow cannot acquire Punyam or Papam. So a person has to acquire Punyam, means he should have taken a human Janma only. And in 100 crores of such Janma, the Punyam gathered in all of them, that person, only such a person will have the opportunity now to gain moksha. So, whatever Punya one has acquired in so many crores of Janmas, I should have done Punya to successfully go through. Actually, that is a game called the snake and ladder game. Swamiji gives the example. The snake and ladder game. We all perhaps might have played this when we were all young. So, this is a beauty. On all Shivaratri days, they all play these kind of games, you know, to while away the time. Instead of, you know, in houses, these are all very common things. This is a very beautiful comparison to this, to gain moksha, this particular game. Now, for example, in this game, you might, there is up to position 100 that is there, let us say, in the game. Now, you are in position number 94 or so. Then, you know, 95, 97, 99, there are three odd numbers and each one represents, there is a snake there. So if when you roll the dice, if you put from 94, if you roll 1, you will go to 95 and that serpent will take you down somewhere. If you put 9, if you go to 97, it will get, take somewhere. 99, it will take you to somewhere all the way down. Again, you have to climb up and come back. If you had just put number 6, you would have gone to 100 and gained whatever the success of that game is. So here also, we have come all the way to that position. By acquiring punya in so many janmas, we have got this human janma, we have got everything conducive, and if you do not make use of it, again we will also follow the same destiny like what that person followed, got in the snake and ladder game. So, if you roll any other number, there are so many snakes to take us to some intermediary position or even all the way down in that game. So, one should never try to miss this janma at all. That is what all jnanis emphasize. Never try to lose this janma. One important point to note here is all what? The snake, in the snake and ladder example, even though the example tried to, you know, we try to understand the significance of it, one has to be careful in understanding that, because in the snake and ladder game, it is purely based on chance. When you roll a dice, it is only based on probability. Whereas in Vedanta, there is nothing like probability, there is nothing like chance. But 100% prayatna and Ishwara's grace. As they say, luck favors the brave. Who is the brave? One with pumstvam. That is the requirement. You know that we discussed this particular term so much in the previous webinar. So, with pumstvam and Ishwara's grace, these are not to create fear or pessimism in any person, but to create, to show how rare, the rareness and importance of Manushya Janma, so that we will not take Manushya Janma for granted. Because many times we take this Janma for granted. We have to count our blessings. We always learn to complain about so many small things here and there. We always forget to count our blessings. To have so many things around, we should thank God for every one of them. We should be happy about what we are now than complaining about some here and there thing. Everything can be fixed. Instead of just complaining, one should take the proper attitude and proper steps to make everything in our favor. Durlabam trayame vaitate devanugraha ketukam. Durlabam trayame vaitate devanugraha ketukam. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha samshrayaha. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha samshrayaha. So this shloka also, it talks about the same thing like the previous shloka, namely manushya janma daurlabhyam or manushya janma prashastihi, the rareness, the glorification of the human birth. And in this shloka, whatever he has said, he condenses them into 3 stages. That's what the Acharya does. In the previous shloka, there are 7 stages, several stages were talked about. Here he condensed them into 3 stages. And he says that successfully going through these 3 stages requires the Ishwara's grace or Deva Anugraham, Deva Anugraham. So, Etat Trayam Durlabam, the following 3, Etat Trayam, are Durlabam, very rare. And therefore, Deva Anugraha Hetukam. Devanugraha palam. It's only a result of Ishwara's grace. And remember, whenever we say Ishwara's grace, we should remember that Ishwara is not a whimsical person who will give his grace, you know, very liberally, capriciously, or at random. So, grace means purva janma sukritam, purva janma palam. The grace one has won in the previous births by doing noble karmas and upasanas. So that is what this person has gained in the previous janmas. So grace is based on the law of karma and not at random or chance. So devanugraha can be replaced by purva janma punya. The term devanugraha can be replaced by the term Purvajanmukhiniya. That is why in the previous shloka, in the fourth line, the Acharya said, Punyair Vina Labhyate. The very same word, Punya, he replaces here by Devanugraha. So, Punya is Devanugraha and Devanugraha is Punya. Then we may have a question, why have then two terms if both are going to be identical? Why was use two words and cause more confusion? And there is a reason. When we say, I have earned the Punyam, then there is a chance that I take the credit without acknowledging so many uncontrollable factors. Factors which are not in my control, which have been very favorable to me. For example, if I plant a tree and then want to grow, we should know it is not just adequate for me to only plant the tree. I have to water it. There are so many things that have to happen. So many factors have to be favorable. There should be rain, that everything should be also. So many other factors are there. So when I say the very same thing is the grace of Lord, instead of my saying that I did it, when I say it is the grace of the Lord, it will lead to humility and lead to acknowledgement of so many other factors that favored in growing that tree. And when I take it as Ishvara Anugraha, then naturally I also develop the Ishvara Prasada Buddhi. I do the action, and for that action, I gave it as an offering to the Lord. And whatever comes out of that action, I take it as the prasadam of the Lord. So, Ishvara prasada buddhi I cultivate. Therefore, we say it is Devanugraha palam, the benefit of Devanugraha. And what are those three these things which Acharya condenses, the three stages? He says, Manushyatvam, number one, to be born as a human being, that is very rare, durlabham. Then Mumukshutvam, number two, the desire for the highest purushartha, the fourth purushartha called moksha. You know, the four purusharthas are dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Because a person can vote for any one of these four purusharthas. But to be able to vote for the moksha purushartha, that is rare. One can spend the entire life in the pursuit of artha, money, wealth. Or the whole life in search of kama or dharma. One can do all that. So, I should be able to recognize the importance of moksha and convert it to the top priority in my life. That's what I should do. That is called mumukshutvam. It does not mean that artha kamas are not pursued or important. As we have said in earlier many occasions, when the top priority is moksha, we require artha, kama, dharma, all those things as stepping stones. And when they are taken as stepping stones, then they are all sadhanams. Stepping stone, then they will be all subservient to the sadhyam, the goal. So as Swamiji says, for example, he gives the example of this pickle. So pickle is required to eat yogurt rice. Now it tastes well, so you take it. But the proportion of the quantity, that should be very clear between pickle and the rice. When we see some people, we wonder whether they eat yogurt rice with pickle or pickle with yogurt rice. Similarly, dharma, artha, kama, they can be like pickles for the ultimate sadhyam of moksha. And this is called mumukshutvam. So, after the priority becomes clear that my goal is only moksha, then the next thing, which is still rarer, is Mahapurusha Samshrayaha. So, Manushyatvam, Mumukshutvam, Mahapurusha Samshrayaha, the association, Samshrayaha means, literally it means the shelter, support. So, the association, the guidance, with the support of a Mahapurusha, or Mukta Purushaha, or Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha, Brahmanishta Guru. So, that is rare. So, these are very rare, all the three, which are gained by Ishvara Anugraha only. They can be got only by Ishvara's grace. Once these three are there, Mukti is not enumerated here. Because there is no need to enumerate it. Because once a Mumukshu gets a Mahapurusha as the Guru, then Mukti is definite. If mukti is doubtful, it could be either the person is not a mumukshu yet, or the guide is not a mahapurusha. Ananya prokte gati atra nasti. That is what Yamadharmaraja said in Kathopanishad. When a qualified sishya, he meets a qualified teacher, gatihi nasti. There is no way of escaping from moksha at all, helplessly. This sishya will get liberated. That's what's said there. So that is why mukti is not enumerated in this shloka, because mumukshu and mahapurusha will definitely lead to moksha. This is a very, very popular shloka. Durlabham trayamevaitat devanugraha hetukam. Often quoted shloka. Shloka number 4.
Labdva katanchit narajanma durlabham tatrapi pumstvam shruti paradarshanam. Labdva katanchit narajanma durlabham tatrapi pumstvam shruti paradarshanam. Yastvatma muktyaina yateta mudadihi na atmahasvam vinihantya sadgrahat. Yastvatma muktyaina yateta mudadihi sa atmahasvam vinihantya sadgrahat.
The same idea, the rareness of the human birth, it is given further. And the Acharya, he is very strong in criticizing all the people who miss this great opportunity of getting moksha. For people who want to climb the big, peak like Everest, this has happened many times also. The last few hundred feet, they will not be able to do. Could be snowstorms, there could be a blizzard, there could be the ration might have got exhausted perhaps, or some person might fall sick. He might have climbed all the 28,000 feet perhaps, 28,500, another 500 feet if he climbs, he would have reached the peak. But any of these things would have happened, and that person will not be able to climb completely. So if one does not attain moksha in this janma, Acharya calls it is like a suicide, as destroying oneself. And Acharya, he uses strong words essentially to wake up this person. Suppose, for example, there is a jiva. So, kadamchit durlabham narajanma labdva, which has attained, this jiva has attained the very rare manushya janma because of some punyam, kadamchit by some way. That person has come to manushya janma for some reason. That's why it said kadamchit. And we don't know what punya it is, but from the effect we know, because he got a manushya janma now, definitely there should be some punya he must have done. That is why punyam is adrishtam. It cannot be seen. It's pratyaksha anumana agocharam. You cannot estimate it either by pratyaksha pramana or anumana pramana, because punyam. We have got manushya janma, and you should be out of punyam only. And that is why actually during this avaniyavitam ceremony, Shravani Purnima, so they have a very beautiful sankalpa at that time. Now Avaniyavatam is coming, so it's better that we can remember that sankalpa. Anadi avidya vasanaya. Anadi, because of beginningless avidya, anadi avidya, beginningless avidya, ignorance. I have taken so many varieties of birds. Bahuda, pashu, pakshi, mrigadi, yonishu. I have taken a pashu janma, a pakshi janma, a mriga janma, all that I might have taken. Bahuda samprapyam idanindana viseshe manushya janmam praptavadaha kena api punya karma viseshena. Because of some good karma, kena api punya karma that I have done, I have got this manushya janma. I have taken this human birth, and therefore the inexplicity is pointed out by using this expression katanchita. Somehow. And tatrapi pumstvam. There also, here this person has got pumstvam, the independent thinking, the freedom from complexes. He has got mental sanity. He has got a strong mind. He doesn't have a leaning mind on anyone. He's like a sannyasi mind, pumstvam. So, swatantriyam. The person is independent thinker.
So actually, we went through this discussion elaborately in the last webinar for the term Pumstvam and Shruti Paradarshanam. This person has got the knowledge that Vedanta gives liberation. He has got that knowledge. He has got the Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. He has not got that Jnanam yet. Aham Brahmasmi iti Jnanam. He has not acquired that yet. But he knows the remedy for samsara. I am in samsara, he recognizes. And he knows the remedy for samsara is what he knows. So here, Shruti Paradarshanam, that refers to Paroksha Jnanam, the knowledge that I am a samsari, the problem is Ajnanam, and Jnanam is required to solve the problem, and Jnanam can be acquired through Vedanta. And Jnanam liberates me. This person knows all that. Okay. All these details, this person knows, because there are a lot of people, for example, who are not born in a Vedic culture. Those materialistic people, perhaps, they know only two Purusharthas. The Artha and Kama Purusharthas only. But Punyam is Dharma. And without knowing the Veda Purva Bhaga, the prior portion of the Vedas, in the other cultures, the Dharma or Punyam cannot be known. It is an Atindriya Vishayaha or Apaurushaya Vishayaha, beyond human cognition, not available for human instruments of knowledge. So, where Veda is there will be the third Purusharta, namely Dharma. It can be known. And what is the fourth Purusharta? Moksha, or Brahman, or Atma, or independent consciousness, or Chaitanyam. All are one and the same. And this is also an Atindriya Vishaya. It is also beyond human instruments. Consciousness cannot be studied by perception, by logic, by mathematics, by experimentation. It is not available for study by any of these means. We can experience consciousness through matter. But matter-free consciousness, independent consciousness, can never be understood without Shastra Pramana. We need Shastras to know that. Without Shastra Pramana, we may understand consciousness as a phenomenon of brain or some organ or the other, a neurological phenomenon or an electrical impulse, you know, all those things. But consciousness, independent of brain, we can come to know only from Shastras. So without the knowledge of Shastras, one can never get that knowledge. And consciousness or moksha is known through only Vedanta. So the third Purusharta, Dharma, is known through Veda Purva Bhaga, the Karmakanda portion. And the fourth, namely the moksha, that is known through Vedanta. So Veda Purvena, Dharma Purushartha and Veda Antena Brahma Purushartha. So even Tritiya Chaturthya, so Evam Turiyam Chaturtha Purushartav Apaurushayatvat Veda Pramanena Evam Jnatum Shakyate. So the last two Purushartas, namely Dharma and Moksha, can be talked about only by Veda Pramana. Through Veda. And so if one is born in this culture, even if they have not studied Vedanta, but by the sheer strength of being born in this culture, that person knows the word Brahma. Even in colloquial sense, we say, why are you sitting like a Brahman? You know, normally we say, if a person is not responding to anything, you ask him something he's not doing. So we tell him, why are you sitting like a Brahman? Even in colloquial sense. So even in movies, they say the life is like Maya. Valve Mayam. There used to be songs and all earlier. The life is Maya. So they are familiar with these terms. So they know the words karma, mukti, they all know. And they are all available in local languages, even in colloquial use. So we are all blessed with the knowledge that our ultimate goal is jnanam and moksha. Because when we are born in this culture, the Vedic culture, we know it even if you don't know Vedanta. So only when a person is in this Vedic culture, he or she will know all the Chaturvidha Purusharthas, all the four Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So Shruti Paradarshanam. Shruti Paradarshanam means a thorough knowledge of the Vedas. Param, param means up to the end. Means the total knowledge. So why total knowledge again? Because if a person knows only the Veda Purva Bhaga, namely the Karmakanda portion, that person will know only three Purusharthas. that is up to dharma. Artha, dharma, artha, kama, he will know. But only the person when he comes to Vedanta Bhaga, Vedanta, then only he will know the Moksha Purushartha, the fourth one. So this comprehensive knowledge, it need not be directly through Vedic study only. It can be Gita, it can be other books in any language also. And for example, all the Smriti Granthas, the Puranas, the Smritis, they are also a derivative literature from Veda only, based on Vedas only. So this person can come to know the Vedic content, even though the person may not be familiar with Vedas or Vedanta directly, but the person will be familiar with the Vedic content to know all the four Purusharthas. That is also a very, very rare accomplishment. So Acharya is now listing what are all the very rare accomplishments. So we all have got all that. So rare accomplishment, having known all these, in spite of knowing all these, suppose a person does not work towards this. He spends all the time in what? Balastravatavade krida shaktaha, tarunastavade taruni shaktaha, vriddastavade chinta shaktaha, parame brahmani kopi na shaktaha. Everybody is not, as a child, he is all playful. And he becomes a grahastha, he has so many things to worry about. And when the person becomes old, he always worried. And person, there is nobody who thinks about Brahman at all. So, suppose a person spends the whole life in this way only, Acharya says, yaha atma muktau na yateta. Suppose a person does not strive for atma mukti, na yateta means doesn't strive for atma mukti, of one's own liberation. And normally, often the conflict is what? Between one's own duty and spirituality. Right? Remember, we have got a duty to everyone. Above all, we have a duty to ourselves also. In Taittiriya Upanishad, there is an advice. Kushalanna pramaditavyam. You may not be negligent with regard to your own well-being. The Upanishad says clearly. So, if I am going to do my duty to all the people and neglect the duty for myself, that is also foolishness. And what is the duty for myself? I should spend time for my dharma, my artha, my kama, and ultimately for my moksha also. And for example, if any family head, he does not allow the family members to fulfill their purusharthas, that family head also does not have the right idea, right sense. He should not say the wife's job is only to cook and serve me and that's it. She is also an individual. She also has got all the four purusharthas. She can also strive to gain moksha and she can also go through Shastra Vichara. All those things can be done to gain that knowledge. So if the husband has to say your job is only in the kitchen, then that person is not, the husband is not doing his job right. So he is obstructing the spiritual elevation of another family member through sheer power or whatever it is. So the Acharya says, Atma Muktau Na Yateta. I don't know what Janma will going to be next. So I am not going to lose this Janma. So I will certainly attend all these webinars. One has to be, perhaps make a conviction. So if a person, Atma Muktau Na Yateta, if he does not work for liberation, who is that person? Saha Mudadihi. Mudadihi. Acharya is very, very emphatic. He is an unintelligent person. He is a mudaha. He is a fool. A confused person. Not only that, Saha Atmaha. He is a self-destroyer. Ha means destroyer. One who commits suicide. He destroys himself. How does he destroy? Asat grahat vinihanti. By holding on to anatma. Asat. Asat here means anatma. Refers to all other things except jnanam and moksha. It refers to every other thing. So being preoccupied with the body, with the family, with the relationships, with the society, community, all other things, that's all fine. We have to serve the body, we have to serve the community, we have to serve the family, everything is correct. But if I am preoccupied to such an extent that I do not have time to worry about my own spiritual growth, then only there's a problem. So, asad grahat, that means what? Holding on to anatma. Grahanam, asad grahanam. Holding on to the anatma. It is called asat because it is mithya. It's not truth. It is unreal. So, asat means the unreal world of things and beings. Action and result, all those things. So, holding on to the unreal, this person, what he does? He drops the real. The reality he drops. So, dropping the real is called self-destruction because self is the reality. The reality is only self. So, asadgrahat, atma abhimanat, dharma artha kameshu, vyakritatvat, this person destroys himself. And that person must be given perhaps the greatest Nobel Prize for being so foolish. That's what Acharya is so vehemently condemning him, calling him a mudaha. He is the greatest self-destroyer, atmaha. Shloka 5.
Itak konpasti mudhatma yastu swarthe pramadhyati. Itak konpasti mudhatma yastu swarthe pramadhyati. Durlabham manusham deham prapyatatrapi paurusham. Durlabham manusham deham prapyatatrapi paurusham.
So, Acharya again, he repeats the same ideas here also. So, he tries to essentially say to wake up. The Kumbhakarna's enough to wake us all up so much. So, we will wake up and ask oneself, what did I do all these years? At least at 70, 80, 90, oh, I came so far. What did I do? What has happened to me? So, some kind of introspection should happen. It should come at some point in time. So, he uses strong words like the Bhajagovindam. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhaja, Mudamate. Mudamate is a very strong word. Normally, people don't use such words at all. Even then, the Acharya uses the strong words because the entire Bhajagovindam is called another name, Mohamudgaraha. There is a name for it, Bhajagovindam, Mohamudgaraha. Mudgara means it's a pestle, like a ulakka in Tamil, with which you pound the grains, you know, to separate the in the paddy, the husk and the rice, the grains. So, used to pound. So, and mohaha means delusion. That means what? We are all full of delusion with respect to priorities of life. And Acharya now, he takes a strong hammer or pestle hitting the head of every one of us to wake us all up. He says, you are holding on to your parents, to your wife, your husband, your guru. How long they will survive? Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam tadvatatitam atishaya chapalam. He says, all these people you are holding on to, they are going to die one day, or you are going to die one day, holding on to them. Many people, they get very disturbed because the Acharya tells the very bitter truths of life. What is the purpose? At least after that, the person will open one's eyes, he will wake up. Similarly, Acharya does the same approach here also. He says, kaha mudhatma asti. Which person can be a greater fool? Who is he? Yastu swarthe pramadyati. Who does everything else in his life and misses the most important purushartha? What is that? Swa arthe. Artha here means purushartha. Swa arthe. Swa purushartha. With respect to the accomplishment of one's own purushartha. Pramadyati, pramadyati, he is negligent towards that. So, even negligence with respect to one's own health is foolishness. They say, you know, one squanders one's health in search of wealth. And then he squanders his health in search of health. And in the process, what he does, he loses both. So, even being negligent of one's own health is very foolish because health is the basic foundation on which all the dharma, artha, kama, moksha can be built. They all rest on that. So, this person, pramadyati, that means this negligent, he is negligent with respect to dharma, artha and kama, and above all with respect to moksha also. And here the emphasis is on the moksha purushartha. So, swa moksha purushartha, he is negligent. Acharya, he will later actually say that our parents can do many things for us and we can do lot of things to them. But when I am hungry, who can eat for me? Only I have to eat my food. Similarly, Shankaracharya points out, our moksha, No husband, no wife, no guru, no parent can help. I have to do all the sadhana myself only to gain my moksha. Actually, Swami Chinmayananda, he says, alone to alone, all alone. One has to travel alone in spirituality. The traveler is alone and the destination also is alone. Why? Because there is only Advaitam, that is the destination, that is alone. So, alone to the alone, all alone is this spiritual path. So, kaha mudatma asti. And if a person is born in some other culture, for example, and he does not have this knowledge, this value, it is understandable because he is not exposed to this culture, this Vedic knowledge. Suppose I am born here and exposed to this wonderful teaching, and still, if I don't make use of it, I must be a Nobel Prize winner in foolishness only. That's what the Acharya says. So, he tells in the second line, Durlabham Manusham Deham Prapya. He has attained this rare Manushya Janma, Manushya body, Durlabham Manusham Deham Prapya. Having attained this, Tatrabi Paurusham. And there also he has got value for independence, the inner strength, the manliness. Viraha, we went through all that the other day. But having come to such a height, this person has come to such a big height. Remember example of the snake and the ladder example. Having come to this big height, if a person is not able to accomplish it, then it is a very foolish move. That's what the Acharya condemns. Sloka number 6. Patantu shastrani yajantu devan, kurvantu karmani bhajantu devaha, devataha. Patantu shastrani yajantu devan, kurvantu karmani bhajantu devataha. Atmaikya bodhena vina vimuktihi, nastiti brahmashatantarepi, nasidhyati brahmashatantarepi. Atmaikya bodhena vina vimuktihi, nasidhyati brahmashatantarepi. So, in the previous shloka, with that shloka, the manushya janma prashasti, the glorification of the human janma, that was concluded. Now, from this shloka, 6th shloka to the 13th shloka, the Acharya, he will be talking about the importance of jnanam and enquiry. Jnanam vicharam cha. That's what he is going to vicharaha cha. He is going to talk about. So, it is emphasized essentially to show that jnanam alone can give moksha. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. And this is a very, very important thing because there is a wide misconception that there are many, many ways to gain moksha. And people normally say all roads lead to Rome, many roads are there to lead to Rome, all those things are there. Based on these sayings, some people they say that there are many paths to moksha. Bhakti yoga, dhyana yoga, kundalini yoga, karma yoga. Some people say there are 27 margas are there to gain moksha. Shankaracharya, he removes all this confusion and he says clearly that many paths do not exist to go to moksha. There is only one way, not even a path. There is no travel involved here at all. Where there is a physical distance or time-wise distance, one can talk about many paths. But with respect to moksha, there is neither physical distance nor time-wise distance. The distance is caused by what? By only ajnana or ignorance. Ignorance alone between me and my goal. And the Acharya clarifies that there is only one path. Then we may ask the question, what about the many paths prescribed in the scriptures? Scriptures itself gives many paths. So wherever many paths are talked about, you should understand that there are many paths for jnana yogyata only. For getting a prepared mind, a qualified mind, for getting sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, for jnana yogyata, one can do puja, one can do service, one can do japa, pilgrimage, all those can be done. One can do varieties of things to gain them. Actually, in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, many yajnas, deva yajnas, tapo yajna, yoga yajnas, tatapare, swadhya yajnaya yajnas, cha, yatayasam sitavrataha, he said. Apane juhvati pranam, prane pane tatapare, he said all that. Even pranayama is a sadhana. Daily Parayana is again sadhana. That's what Krishna says. So there are many paths for purification. There are no many paths for moksha. There is only one path. So this is what the Acharya he emphasizes in the shlokas. So he says, without jnanam, a person can practice varieties of sadhanas. He can. So without jnanam, a person can practice varieties of sadhanas. Except the study of scriptures, they will say, I get up, you know, people will say, well, they will do so many things. But they won't study the scriptures, Vedanta. They will say, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I do, so, you know, so many yogasanas, I do Gayatri Japa so many times, I do puja for 2 hours, I do Sundarakanda Parayana, that Parayana, this Devi Mahatim, all that they will say. But what about the study of Vedanta? They don't have a liking for it at all. They think it is some kind of an academic pursuit. They think it's all academic. The very idea of Vedanta class is allergic to them, for such people. So many people do not emphasize Vedanta Shravanam at all. They don't. So Shankaracharya says, without the jnanam, one can practice hundreds of things, but they will not give them moksha. He is very categorical. Therefore, patantu shastrani, let him study any number of shastras. Means what? Other Vedanta shastras, Vedanta anya shastrani, like Tarka shastram, Mimamsa shastram, Vyakarana shastram, including material sciences. They can learn all of them. Let them be expert in all of them. That is why he said, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukrinj Karane. He said, Dukrinj Karane is a Dhatupata. It's a root. A root is given. All the roots in Sanskrit are enlisted actually, because all verbs are born out of roots. In Sanskrit, nouns are also, they are derived from roots. That is why it's called Dhatu. And a list of Dhatus are given. And one such Dhatu is Dukrinj Karane. Dukrinj is the name of the root, and Karane means what? The meaning of the root. So that's what. So in English they say, you know, Kur means to do, and Vad means to speak, Gam Gach to means to go. So some person, it seems in Kashi, he was some 80-90 year old person. He was going on reciting Dukrinj Karane, Dukrinj Karane. So Acharya saw that, and he said, Nahi nahi rakshati dukrinj karane. So here also he says, shastrani dukrinj karane iti vyakaranadi shastrani patantu. Let him be expert in all of them. Let him study all of them and be an expert also. And devan yajantu, let him do all kinds of pujas to please all the devatas. Let him do Ganesh Chaturthi, Janmashtami, Ramanavami, everything let him do. And he refers to all the yagas mentioned in the scriptures actually. And a grahastha is supposed to perform actually 27 yagas according to a traditional lifestyle. Actually, we covered that in our Vaidika Samskaras, you know, lectures. A dvija grahastha is supposed to do sapta paka yajnas, 7 paka yajnas, 7 havir yajnas, 7 soma yajnas, all 3 is 21, then 5 panchamaha yajnas, 26, and antyeshti at the time after his death. This will be done by somebody else for him. So 27. So let him do all these yajnas, this person 26 yajnas. So kurvantu karmani, let him do lot of other laukika karmas also, activities. And bhajantu devata, let him do lot of devata upasanas also. Here bhajantu refers to upasana, upasanam kurvantu, meditation. They are all prescribed actually what? In the upasana kanda portion of the Vedas. Earlier we have said the Vedas can be divided into two parts, the Veda Purva Bhaga and Veda Anta Bhaga. And the Veda Purva Bhaga emphasizes on the karma portion, and the Veda Purva Bhaga itself is divided into two portions, the Karma Kanda portion and Upasana Kanda portion. And Shankaracharya says, Karma Kandam cannot give moksha, Upasana Kanda cannot give moksha. So Bhajantu Devataha, that refers to here the Upasana Kanda Anushtana. Anushtanams. All the anushtans based on the upasana kandas. So in spite of doing all these things, Brahma Shatantarepi Muktihi Nasidyati. He will not attain liberation in spite of all these things. Even after practicing for many janmas, he says. So Brahma Shatantarepi, even if 100 Brahmajis have to come and go, for a Brahmaji, our one calendar day is to be like 2000 Chaturyugas for him, for Brahmaji. One Chaturyuga is supposed to be 4,320,000 years. Kali Yuga is 432,000, Dwapara is twice, Treta is thrice, and Krita Yuga is four times. All four put together is 4,320,000 years. Like that, he has got 100 years of life. After that, he will get moksha. So, 2,000 Chaturyugas make 124-hour day of Brahma. Like that, he has got 100 years of life. After that, he will gain moksha. Another Brahmaji will come. If 100 such Brahmajis come and go, it is such a long time. So, this person can be doing all these pujas, karmas, yajnas, everything for such a long time. Even after that, the Acharya says, no moksha for him. So, Brahma Shata Antare Api Mukti Nasti. And he puts a condition, which is very, very important conditions. Atma Aikya Bodhena Vina. I will take just only a couple of minutes to finish this. So, without the knowledge of Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, Bodha means Jnanam. So, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanena Vina Muktihi Na Siddhyati. Without understanding the oneness of the Jiva and Paramatma, Jivatma and Paramatma, this person will not get Mukti. That is what he said in Bhajagovindam also. Kurute Ganga Sagara Gamanam Vrata Paripalanam Atava Dhanam. I have done so many things, all that thing. I want to pilgrimage, observed so many Vrata, so much of Dhanas. Jnana Vihinaha Sarvamathena Muktim Nasti Janmashatena. Even after so many Janmas, Mukti is not available for him if he doesn't have Jnanam. That idea is given here also. So the idea is what? Jnanam Vina Mukti Nasti. There is no Mukti for him without Jnanam. So we should be very careful here. One small point. When the Acharya says that all the things cannot give moksha, all these, one might conclude that these things are not needed. Because already the person is lazy. Now he is waiting for somebody to say this is not required. So it's not important. So he wants to leave. Whatever simple things he was doing also, he wants to leave. He wants to have an opportunity to drop all the pujas, japa, sandhya, amdana, karma, everything. I want to stop. So even if he has been doing some small such thing, he will be very ready to drop that. And we should be very careful that Shankaracharya does not condemn the role of religious practices at all. The aim is not to condemn them, but to highlight the role of self-knowledge. While we say that they cannot give moksha, they are extremely important to attain the qualifications for jnanam. That is why we always say, without jnanam, pujas etc. are incomplete. But without pujas and anushtanas, discipline, jnanam is impossible. That's what we are. See, we are so categorically making those statements. So, if without puja, one can get moksha, then why should Vedanta talk so much about karma, upasana at all? Vedas don't have to talk any of them. Veda will begin with Vedanta only then. In fact, it will not be Vedanta also because there will be no beginning. So there is no Vedanta also. So the rishis would not waste their time giving all those things at all if they are not required to gain self-knowledge. So whatever puja, japa, tapas, yajnas are there, they all must be given their importance. But Shankaracharya says here, do not stop with that. Go to the next stage so that you can become a mumukshu and get moksha in this janma. So we will conclude here. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha astya prakriti linasaya parasa maheshwaraha sri krishna arpanam.